hungry, his whiskey brown eyes going dark. He licked his lips, bent over her, and kissed below her belly button. Her abdomen quivered and she let out a whimper.
"Shh,"
he breathed against her skin, then reached for the strap of her dress, drawing it down and freeing her breasts. Her nipples peaked and hardened as he covered one of the mounds with his palm, gently rubbing back and forth. She arched into his hand, hot, flaming her desire to an inferno. He swept his mouth lower, kissing her mound before delving into her cleft with his tongue, finding the hood of her clit and circling it. Maddening. She tangled her fingers into his hair, trying to direct him. He said something, his voice muffled against her skin. The words were unintelligible, almost like a chuckle. He was teasing her. She loved it. She hated it. She wanted to climax, to come in his mouth, to pour her cream over his tongue. She'd denied herself too long. "Mac, please."
"Tell me what you want,"
he murmured against her thigh. No man ever challenged her like this, brought out the wildness within her. But Mac did. He made her crazy, made her want to tell him exactly what she needed. "Lick me. Make me come." She squeezed her buttocks and lifted her hips, offering herself to him. He dragged his body over hers and parted her legs, then covered her sex with his mouth. She moaned when he slid two fingers inside her pussy, then sucked on her clit while he finger-fucked her. Yes, this is what she needed. The pulses began to sharpen, heat building and melting inside her. She thrashed around on the couch, unable to hold still, as she built to a crescendo with every hot lick of his velvety tongue against her throbbing flesh. He knew just where her pleasure points were. Yes, right there. She was going to fly. She didn't want it to end, yet she needed it. "I'm coming, Mac. I'm going to come in your mouth." She heard his groan, felt it vibrate against her bare skin. And then she couldn't hold back, crashing against him as the waves of orgasm coursed through her. She held his head against her pussy, rocking up and down as she splintered into a million pieces, shuddering and shaking. No man could make her come like Mac could. She sighed in utter satisfaction. The sound of the motorcycle returning shook her out of her fantasy. She blinked, fanning away the self-induced heat that spiraled up inside her. It had been 10 years since she'd last seen him, but just thinking about him could still make her hot, could take her out of herself and turn her into some wild, hungry creature so unlike her real self. She wished... whatever. She could wish all she wanted, but she needed to focus on reality. She saw the bike flying fast and furious down the busy main street, its silver chrome a flash of lightning under the streetlights. Shit. Here she was, dreaming about Mac, and she was supposed to be working. The moronic, so-called crack security team was still hanging around the lobby, eating snacks, no less. Getting in was going to be easy. She skirted through the trees, though stealth wasn't really required since no one was on the lookout. Then she heard the motorcycle again, closer this time. She darted behind a tree and watched as the rider cut his engine and pulled into a dark alley about a half block away. She waited to see if he'd appear out of the alley, but he didn't. Still, instinct told her there was something not quite right about this, so she stayed hidden among the trees. 5 minutes later, he walked his bike to the museum's delivery entrance. Her heart skipped a beat. There was something hauntingly familiar about this man. The cocky way he tilted his head. The way he leaned to one side and hooked his thumb in his belt loop as he studied the door. The way he brushed his hair off his face. A weird case of déjà vu. She studied him, trying to make a connection. Did she know him? Then it hit her. He looked so much like Mac Canfield, it was uncanny. Was it because she'd just been thinking about Mac? Memories of all those years ago washed over her in an instant. Lily placed her hand over her heart to stop the thudding beat she was sure he could hear. Oh, shit. And then her fast-beating heart skidded to a...